I say it's also the latter rain come out of Babylon. Each of those prophetic symbols have distinctions unto themselves, but they're all directly connected to one another. But nevertheless, there's another cleansing of Adventism. And what does that teach us? It teaches that Adventism is going to get judged during that time period. Many are going to flee the temple as Christ cleanses his spiritual Israelites the second time here at the end of the world. In other words, their probation is going to close Adventism's at the beginning of the Sunday issue, not at the very end, just before Michael stands up. The publishing ministry, page 170. The Lord will work to purify his church. I tell you in truth, the Lord is about to turn and overturn in the institutions called by his name. Just how soon this refining process will begin, I cannot say, but it will not long be deferred. He whose fan is in his hand will cleanse his temple of its moral defilement. He will thoroughly purge his floor. Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, volume 7, page 971. The special light given to John, which was expressed in the seven thunders, was a delineation of events which would transpire under the first and second angels' messages. It was not best for the people to know these things, for their faith must necessarily be tested. In the order of God, most wonderful and advanced truths would be proclaimed. The first and second angels' message were to be proclaimed, but no further light was to be revealed before these messages had done their specific work. Part of the specific work these messages, the first, second, and third angels' message, were to do was to test his people. And as we read in early writings, if you rejected the message of William Miller, you weren't involved with the second test, which was when the churches closed their doors upon the Millerite movement. The second angel's message began, come out of Babylon. We are going to be tested at the end of the world. In this testing process, the majority of us will close our probation on the wrong side of the issue. Prior to the Sunday law test, we will have developed a character which will be illustrated at that test. But in reality, we will have closed our probation prior to that time. Now, this idea of the close of probation is one of the very key ingredients to the story of the parable of the ten virgins. Manuscript Releases, volume 16, page 270. The parable of the ten virgins was given by Christ himself, and every specification should be carefully studied. A time will come when the door will be shut. We are represented either by the wise or foolish virgins. We cannot now distinguish, nor have we authority to say who are wise and who are foolish. There are those who hold the truth in unrighteousness.